Hey, everybody, welcome to the February 3rd, 2013 broadcast. It was a great show. You're really going to enjoy it. I brought the show to you live from the Talk 860 WGUL studios in Tampa, Florida, the home also of News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota, two great affiliates. It was great to be home in Tampa. Joe Weaver, Michael Martin, oh boy, who else? The great Alan Gottlieb joined us. It was a fantastic broadcast. You're going to have a lot of fun. Two quick things before we get to the show. SupportSecondAmendment.com. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please head over there. We're over 70,000 names. Add your name to the list. We need over 100,000 to really get some traction. We're going to deliver the petition with the Salem Talk Radio host in Washington, D.C., personally to the halls of Congress in April. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Also, this coming weekend, February 9th, if you can make it, please head up to the Lakeville, Minnesota Gander Mountain Academy. I'll be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Michael Martin will be there. And we'll be doing a special live two-hour broadcast on Saturday from the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville. Make sure you are there, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Woo, the Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved a little bit south. We flew the coop for the wintertime, Joe Weaver from Tampa's Talk 860 WGUL. How you doing today?
Oh, man. If I were any better, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It's nice down here where we are bringing the show to America from the Talk 860 WGUL studios. Let's not forget News Talk 930 WLSS studios here in beautiful Tampa, Florida, my home. It's great to be here. Welcome to the show. Shonto.
Yes.
This is the roundtable, my brother, my
Absolutely.
Friend.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you down in Dallas?
I'm doing all right, Joe. How you doing?
Well, like I said, even now, I still couldn't be doing much better.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Boy. You know, we're getting ready to go into the roundtable. This is
yes.
a fun hour. We like to say this is the funnest hour in talk radio, and there's a reason for that. We let our hair down. We can talk about anything we want to talk about, and we give our opinions, as we always do anyway. Some people love it. Some people hate it, and that's a beautiful thing, particularly those of you who hate it. That's the intention. And we know you don't like that, but that's okay. Turn the channel.
Don't do that.
Yeah. We want you. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
We want you?
Well, I mean, what you could do is you can call and argue with us, right?
Yeah. We don't give them a voice on the show.
Well, okay. Well, then that means it's a...
Sean's thinking, wait a minute. You know, don't give the number out. He gets inundated down there. That's why we don't do that. But I'll tell you what you can do. How about you email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. A lot of you wrote in saying, hey, we're getting bounce backs here. That's because the email has picked up just tremendously. And we fixed that address, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We moved it over to another server so we can handle those emails. It's not getting bounced back to you as spam. So make sure to write us an email. Let us know what you think. And we'll be happy to read it on the air for you. Particularly here in the roundtable, always fun. Who do we have on the air with us right now? We've got David Codria up in Ohio.
Yep.
David Codria, man, you're beautiful. How you doing up there? You staying warm?
It's 22 degrees right now. It was 18 when I first came out to the porch and cranked up both space heaters. So we'll see where we're at the end of the hour.
I was going to say, I hope that was the space heaters. It shouldn't be getting warmer as the sun goes farther down in Cleveland at night, right?
Yeah, well, no, we got. I'm sitting 2 feet from the electric and 4 feet from the propane. And I know you don't like propane, but
that's okay.
I can't really burn charcoal in my porch. I'd get carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, that wouldn't do. No, we don't want you to do that. Please don't do that. Nor do you should you try that at home, ladies and gentlemen. Open a window and grill a steak. Do we have the ogre on?
Yes, we do.
The Mad Ogre in Vernal, Utah, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you from all across the country today. Mad Ogre, George Hill, Vernal, Utah. How are you today, my friend?
Outstanding, as always.
Oh, you sound tired, George. Are you okay today?
You know, I'm just waking up from a long Sunday nap. I'm just kind of relaxing, enjoying a quiet day at home.
Hey, what reactor is cranking today to keep the house warm out there in Utah?
Let's see. We've got one and two going.
Reactors one and two, it must be called.
It's about 11 gore outside right now and dropping.
11 gore and drop. We haven't heard that in quite some time, George. Thanks for the. For those of you who want to know what that is, I can't stand Al Gore. I just can't. I don't like him. He's repulsive to me. I don't like his picture. I don't like listening to him talk, and that's fine.
He don't ever talk about nothing.
Well, a politician that became global warming. That's just in the media. Feeding you crap sandwiches. And there are so many people who buy it, and the media just sucks this stuff up. And it's just crap sandwich followed by Kool-Aid. It's a joke. But we used to, what do we do? We changed the word degree or Fahrenheit.
Yes.
To Gore with his global warming, and we call the temperature the Gore. So those of you who are new to the show, and many of our new listeners and new stations across the country, that's what George was referring to, the Gore, 22 Gore. Oh, boy, yeah, that's real warm. Let's go to David Kodria. David, I want to start with you first. Barack Obama, last week we opened up the show in laughter. We couldn't contain ourselves when we heard I go shooting all the time. Oh, I go all the time. That was funny to us. And this week, today, we have a photo. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, the Skeeter photo.
Yeah, the Skeeter photo.
As a matter of fact, this is hysterical because they published this on their White House Flickr feed, and it shows President Obama manfully, you know, putting the shotgun up to his cheek and letting loose with a round as if he's now one of us. But the thing is, it came with a warning, and it said that this is for official use only, and it may not be manipulated in any way,
right.
Which is like, why don't you just wave the red flag in front of the bull? Right. And so a great new meme has started out on the Internet, and people are Photoshopping this picture, and it's hysterical. I've got one on the warrenguns.com, and I've seen some others elsewhere, and it's just hysterical. It's called the Streisand effect. If you recall, back when Google was taking photos of everywhere, they got Barbara Streisand's house, and she objected and wanted it off of Google.
Right.
And so what that did was that made everybody publish pictures of Barbara Streisand's house. So by the White House doing that, it's now Streisand affected in full bore, and everybody is Photoshopping this.
Well, he looks like an idiot in these Photoshop. I mean, it's just absolutely hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious. Describe a few of them. I did earlier. I said the one of him in his underwear shooting at a cartoon Bambi.
Yeah.
You seen that one? Give us a description of some of them. Just have some fun with our president.
The one that I did is that he's himself from the waist up. And from the waist down, I have a Victoria's Secret model wearing some scanty things, and it looks kind of obscene. Yeah.
I think there's another one that has a little cartoon bang flag coming out of the end of the muzzle.
Someone else, I think it's IOwnTheWorld.com, published one. They have him. They've kind of angled him with the shotgun. And it's looking down on a parade of thousands of people with a Tea Party flag.
Oh, I know where that was going.
that's the new desktop I've got on my computer, by the way. I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, it is. That's backfiring huge on the White House. There's no question about it. But I alluded earlier in the broadcast to David Plouffe's comments that were... Okay,
oh, yeah.
Skeeters.
Like, all you birthers, all you Skeeters.
Skeeter birthers, he called them in a tweet. Skeeter. This is White House counsel. Skeeter birthers. Insulting. It's astonishing to me, David.
Yes.
Astonishing to me. The what is the word I'm looking for? Just childish, I believe. This childish behavior from this reckless administration. This is clearly a joke. This is clearly pandering. And do they believe we don't see through this? And now they want to call us what? They want to call you conspiracy theorists for seeing through this garbage. David, help me here.
Well, here's what's going on. These people are showing their arrogance. They're showing that when they have power, they don't care. All the rhetoric about let's not be divisive, that's exactly what they are. These people are just classic... You know, this is like Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
Right.
unfolding right in front of our eyes with this administration.
The propaganda machine is in full swing.
It's in your face. He won the election, and now he's going to do what he wants. And I think they're going to overreach, and I think that some in their own party are kind of horrified at what this is going to end up doing.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I hope you're right.
They're good at making up new names. They're making up new names for groups that oppose them.
Well, Skeeter Birthers, for example, George.
Teabaggers, Birthers, right. And now Skeeters and Skeeter Birthers. And, you know, you just can't take these people serious in anything that they do. This guy is like the King Midas of crap. And all they're doing is getting the softball pitches from their propaganda machines. And they put out something like this, don't you dare manipulate this, when everybody knows you have free right to do that under satire. It's fair use satire.
Right. Well,
and since they put it out in the public domain, it's public use.
Yep. George, I'm sure you have a favorite. I can only imagine.
Him shooting the Bill of Rights.
That was one of my favorites, too. I have to tell you, that's really something else. Yeah, it is astonishing. It really is nothing short of astonishing. David Kodry, Joe Weaver, how about you? Your thoughts on this? Let's get the take from you here in Tampa.
Well, again, my favorite is the actual original one, because to me I juxtapose that with the image of him throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinal game, where he looks equally unnatural in both of them.
Gurley-mon.
And yeah, you could say Gurley. I wouldn't go that far. Okay, I would. I would say Gurley-mon.
Yeah,
yeah, Gurley-mon. That's probably accurate.
You can say it. They all know.
One shot. There's only one choke in the shotgun.
Yeah, George. Let's let you analyze that. There's been a lot of talk about. Go ahead.
Well, it's an over-under sporting shotgun that uses external chokes, and in that one, you only see there's only one choke tube in it.
Okay.
Which means if he was to fire a second shot, which undoubtedly he did not do, because this is the only picture that's ever come out.
You got 5 seconds.
The gun.
It would have damaged the gun. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back from the break. Fun stuff, ladies and gentlemen. These people think you're stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid. Take a stupid pill. We're going to feed you crap sandwiches. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com. Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com. North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Ah, the timing is perfect. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Today, coming to you from the Talk 860 AM WGUL Studios and the News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota Studios. Love these guys. This is my home. It's great to be here. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe Weaver. We appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure, as always.
And thank you for coming in and working with us. Love having your voice on the show. We have a caller on the line, do we not?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, and David and George here joining us with their feet up at the round table, keeping warm in Ohio and out in Utah with us. We're going to go ahead and take a call from Ted in Central Florida, who's calling with a personal situation. We want to hear his story, and then we'll go around the table. Joe, we'll start with you, if that's okay. Ted, Central Florida, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for having me. My first time listening.
Absolutely. What you got? You got a question for us.
Well, question and comment and all the above, but this past Wednesday, I was terminated by my employer for having a firearm in my vehicle. In the parking lot.
Okay.
And as I understand it, the statute now says that that's okay. It doesn't matter if it's a nuclear power plant, say a school.
Right.
As long as it's in the vehicle, that's against the law for them to discriminate, condition employment, or terminate based on that.
You know, Florida law has changed. That was a big NRA-backed bill across the country, and I'll have to look into it. I wasn't expecting on getting a call on that. Joe, do you happen to know the law on that very quickly? We'll look it up during the show.
Not off the top of my head. That does seem, though.
Yeah, Florida did pass that legislation. There's no question about that. David Kodria, do you know about that?
I don't know the specifics of Florida law.
No. Okay, but that has been the employer, the firearm. Ted, tell us a little bit about what happened. How did they know you had a firearm in the car? And walk us through that scenario.
Okay, gentlemen. Well, I will. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I've read the statute since, and you know, through my licensing, I know that is the statute. But anyway, with pulling into the facility, which is a large facility, it's one of the insurance giants in the area, and there's a checkpoint. So I pull up the checkpoint. I don't have my badge on me. I can't find it. I have to get to the gate. So I pull over to the side, and I'm looking for my badge between my seats. And I hand my ID to the guard before that, so he's checking my employment. So I'm getting out of my vehicle to look for my badge. He walks over. My door is open at that point because I'm standing right at the car. And he asks me, is that a firearm? And being an honest guy, I say, yeah, it is. And he's like, well, you can't come on this property with that because there's a daycare in the campus. So I say, okay, I understand your policy. I had it in my vehicle from the evening before when I was shooting, so I'll go ahead and turn around and go take it home. So instead of, you know, citing my, you know, my rights and whatnot, I do that. I turn around, I go home, I put it in my closet, go back to work. The next day, HR takes me down to their office and says, we have to let you go. Here's the door. Give us our badge back. And that was it.
So you were actually going into work, and you offered to turn around and leave. This wasn't a situation that so often happens where you were at work and your vehicle was searched at random or for whatever reason they felt they had cause to go out and search your vehicle. You were actually coming into work and offered to turn around and leave.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to fight with them. I respect them. I wanted to still work there. I knew my rights, so I wasn't going to make a stink about it. So I didn't even actually technically come into their gate, but they're saying because that checkpoint is their property that they have a zero tolerance for firearms, so they said, here's the door.
Yeah, I believe the law passed in 2008 in Florida. What are you going to do about it, Ted? Are you going to pursue action here?
I have contacted one of the top employment lawyer or employment law labor lawyers in Florida. Mm-hmm. He's not a gun specialist, but, you know, it's not very hard to read the statute. So
right.
We're going to move forward with an employment law lawsuit, but I have contacted the NRA through their legislative department via email. I haven't got anything back yet, but I was wronged. I mean, this is completely...
No, you clearly were wronged. Throw me the statute number that you have, would you please, Florida statute number?
790.295.
Okay, 295 is the statute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So it was passed in 2000. It was passed in 2008. We're going to do some research on that for you. If you would, we'll go ahead and go around the table here and get some thoughts and opinions on your call. I appreciate you calling in and being very candid about what happened, but we certainly hope you pursue that. Would you leave your contact information with Sean for me, please?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it very much. Ted in Central Florida, thanks for the call. We'll get back in touch with you very shortly. We do have some people we can put you in contact with that can help you out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You betcha. Okay, let's start with Joe. Joe,
well,
your thoughts?
I mean, it's unfortunate. It's one of these things. I guess it's going to really depend on what the policy, what the stated policy of that company was as condition of his employment. I mean, the guy, it wasn't as if he was even being he wasn't trying to argue with them. I mean, he turned around, he went home, he went back in, and then the next day they let him go. My the first two thoughts are, I guess it really depends on what the stated expressed policy of that business unit is, number one. Number two, it's a good thing that he's planning on taking legal action, because this is the type of thing you've got to be willing to fight, and you don't necessarily consider this to be a left-right issue, but it is. You got to be willing to fight the left everywhere that they are. And so I'm heartened that he's going to take action, because this is the type of thing that so many on our side just, well, okay, that's just the way that it is, and we just kind of lick our wounds and move on. But you really got to stop and stick up for yourself and fight these people at every turn. And I'm glad that he is. I hope that he's successful. I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, first of all, I think it's absurd that to not have a vehicle in your car. I mean, it's not understandable, actually, in a very common sense way to ban weapons from your, from the business unit that you're working in, number one. But, okay, so you do that, but to then extend that to say you're not allowed to have it in your vehicle either. But again, it is what it is. If that's their policy, that's their policy. And if it was known at the time that he was hired, and it was known at the time that the infraction occurred, okay, then it's kind of justifiable. But,
however, you're overlooking one thing, and that is the Florida statutes that passed keep the employer from doing what they did to him under the Florida 790 statutes. He is allowed to have that gun in the workplace, in the vehicle, at the time. So we're going to look into that a little bit further for him.
Well, then it goes on to what we were talking about earlier, where the company policy does not supersede the statute on the books.
That's absolutely correct. David Codrey up in Ohio. I know you and I have gone round and round. It's tough to keep track of every state's statutes, no doubt about it. But Florida was one of the first to pass the statute. As he mentioned, it's the Florida statute 790.295. Your thoughts on that, David?
Well, I spent in a previous life over 20 years writing policies and procedures in highly regulated corporate structures. And I can tell you right now that I never once issued a policy that was in violation of the law.
Right.
And so that's what it sounds like. The one wrinkle that I heard out of this is that there's a daycare on premises. I don't know if there's any kind of extension of you have to be 1,000 feet from or some stupid thing like that,
right,
that might come into play on this. But Florida has just an excellent set of organizations. I know Marion Hammer is down there with NRA.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
There's all kinds of people that are going to be able to jump in on this.
Yeah, and what I'll have is, David, we're going to take a break. Hold that thought, please. We'll come right back to you after the annoying bumper music. How about that? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll try to do a little bit of quick research here. On the Armed American Radio Network, we'll be right back with everybody at the roundtable after this. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. David, I apologize. We had to cut you off there as we were heading into the break. I know sometimes you can't hear the music on the phone when you're not, because you're not getting the same feed that we are. But I want you to continue the thought. We were talking about the caller, Ted, in Central Florida, who was terminated very recently, like days ago, for, and didn't even make it onto the property. Let's make that very clear. He was turned around before he even got onto the property. David, your thoughts. Go ahead and continue, please.
Well, all I was really going to add to that is that, Sean, if you would please, when he contacts you and sends you information, if you would please copy me, I'll do my best to do research from my end, too, and I'll work it with you guys, and we'll see if we can help him.
Okay.
790.251 is the actual statute, and it reads as follows. Protection of the right to keep and bear arms in motor vehicles for self-defense and other lawful purposes. Prohibited acts, duty of public and private employers, immunity from liability and enforcement. And it's a little bit too much to go into here, but we will look into this in detail for him, and we'll help point him in the right direction. So we appreciate him calling in and for giving us that information. Sean, you make sure you get his information, please, and we'll make sure we contact him.
Yes, I have it.
Great, thank you. George, the Mad Ogre, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we had a situation like that a number of years ago here in Utah where three guys were fired at the same time because they were going to go shooting after work. They were parked off property, transferred some guns from one car to the other. All three were let go because somebody saw them and complained. And those guys were given job offers from just all corners of the state supporting them. And Utah actually changed state law. They kind of extended the castle doctrine to your cars. And, you know, so that kind of thing, it just shouldn't happen. It's not right. It's not right for the employer. It's not right for the employee. It's not protecting anybody. It's just political bias.
You're absolutely correct. Let me read you one part of that. This act is intended to codify the longstanding legislative policy of the state that individual citizens have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, that they have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, that they have a constitutional right to possess and keep legally owned firearms within their motor vehicles for self-defense and other lawful purposes, and that these rights are not abrogated by virtue of a citizen becoming a customer, employee, or invitee of a business entity. It is the finding of the legislature that a citizen's lawful possession, transportation, and secure keeping of firearms and ammunition within his or her motor vehicle is essential to the exercise of the fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms and the constitutional right of self-defense. The legislature finds that protecting and preserving these rights is essential to the exercise of freedom and individual responsibility. The legislature further finds that no citizen can or should be required to waive or abrogate his or her right to possess and securely keep firearms and ammunition locked within his or her motor vehicle by virtue of becoming a customer, employee, or invitee of any employer or business establishment within the state unless specifically required by state or federal law. So, you know, Florida has very good, very solid. Joe Weaver, you're here. Florida has very good, very strong, and a long history of protecting the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Of course, this state here where we're doing the show from your studios here in Tampa wrote the book as we currently know it across the nation under our current concealed carry laws that have now been, are now, what, 50 states now, with Illinois being forced by the Seventh Circuit Court to given 180 days, to create their own, that they are in violation of the Constitution. So 50 states being concealed carry states here, with Illinois soon to follow. David, you know, it pains me when you get a call from somebody like that who did nothing but go to work.
Yeah, and the penalty is even more than that, because now they're saying they've terminated him for cause, so they don't have to give him any severance,
yeah,
you know, whatever policy
right
they have for that. He probably now is not eligible for unemployment,
yeah,
and it's just they've cast him out over what George correctly, you know, described as political correctness. And so I think what we need to do, though, is we need to assess what the facts of this situation are, and let's see what we can do behind the scenes. And maybe next week we'll have a happy report.
Yeah, maybe we will. Maybe this is something you can use your considerable pull on, too. This would be a good column, you know, for gun rights. Maybe this is something we can look at. It hurts to see somebody. Let's keep in mind that the reason that these laws were put into place, and Marion Hammer, by the way, has been a guest on this show, and she fought tirelessly for this in Florida. And yet again, in 2008, Florida became the model state for this legislation, as it is, which is currently steamrolled across the country. Many of you in states across the nation listening to the show right now have these laws in place because Florida took a stand and stood up for you. And here we've got somebody that did nothing but want to defend himself on his right, on his way to and from work, and you have an employer who says, no, you can't do that. So we'll see what we can do here. George.
Yes, sir.
That hurts, brother. I hate to see it.
It does, and I'm hoping that through the power of Armed American Radio, this guy could probably, if he can send in his email, and if we have anybody out there who has jobs, if they could contact Armed American Radio and maybe hook this guy up with a better job, because if he does win the case, he goes back to work, it's going to be pretty much a hostile work environment for him. They're going to look for some other reason to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's bring some good news in here, too, where this individual, as well as many of you around the country, are looking for good news. There's no question about that. Forbes is reporting that the NRA is winning the influence battle over gun control. Joe, here in Florida, you know, you have one of the greatest past presidents of the NRA, Marion Hammer, the Hammer baby. She gets it done when she puts her mind to it. She's one of the best lobbyists that the country has ever seen. And Forbes is reporting right now that, and this I think is the key, let's say the key paragraph of this lengthy column. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Ladies and gentlemen, remember this. Okay, we're talking to you. You know the media campaign being waged on both sides of this issue right now, predominantly the left-wing, mainstream, state-run propaganda garbage that's being shoved down your throat as a law-abiding citizen, demonizing you for doing nothing but owning a firearm to defend and protect your family. Right now, I want you to feel a little bit better. Forbes is reporting that the NRA is winning, and that this particular paragraph is important. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I quote, it seems the NRA has the stamina to outrun the pro-gun control movement. They are persistent, unyielding, and gaining influence. It will be interesting to see how the pro-gun control voice responds and how the influence between the two groups change as the debate persists. I'll answer that for you right now. They don't have the stamina because they can't muster the grassroots like we can. They're desperate to get this done now. Why do you think they want this done today? Because they know they don't have the stamina going forward. David Kodria, you know I'm right on that one.
Well, the framing the terms, too, pro-gun control, what the heck is that? Mm. You mean anti-personal defense? You know, framing the terms is so important in this, and this is just another example with Forbes doing this.
George.
Well, he's absolutely right. When we let them define the terms, we're reacting to them. It's not an assault rifle. They're sport utility rifles. And it's not gun control. It's anti-Constitution, anti-American. I mean, take it for what it is. These guys want to take away our freedoms because they want to control us.
David, they can't muster the grassroots like we can. You and I have done it personally together on this radio program. And within minutes, with the power of social media, with the power of your column, bringing it to the attention of our listeners, literally within minutes, we can make things happen. The quote-unquote pro-gun control movement can't do that, can they?
No, because we are grassroots and they are astroturf.
Thank you.
Quite as simple as that.
Joe Weaver?
Well, I mean, notice that all of this is happening as we are months removed from a recent election, which is, by the way, about as far away from the next election as can be done.
Well, you're right about that. Now, we're going to get ready to take a break here in a minute. When we come back, a very disturbing story I want to talk with you about. Did you, and I'm sure you did, I know, David, I'm sure you've seen this today, but America's deadliest sniper.
Oh, yeah.
Was murdered at a gun range in Texas by an Iraqi war veteran.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that very disturbing story when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. George, you might want to Google that one up if you haven't seen it. You probably have. Joe, we'll be back right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show, the Armed American Radio Network, coming to you live today from the Talk 860 AM WGUL studios here in beautiful Tampa, Florida, my home. Also the News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota studios. Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate it very much. We are in the midst of the roundtable. And before we go any further, I want to direct your attention over to helping to protect the Second Amendment. It's easy to do. Put your name on the list. We're going to deliver the signatures in a large press conference in April to the halls of Congress. Literally going to. The last time this was done, it was for the health care petition. 1.3 million of you. 1.3 million of you signed the petition. And it was dropped off the halls of Congress, came in an ambulance strapped to a gurney.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you, we're going to do, you know, when you're talking about the Second Amendment petition, I think we can get a little bit more creative than that. Oh, I don't know. Wait, it might not be legal. It's in Washington, D.C. We can't even have any fun. Well, we need David Gregory. David Gregory can do it for us.
Oh, Lord, no.
He doesn't get in any trouble. Mm. Feinstein can do it.
Oh, that's even worse.
She gets exceptions. She doesn't get in any trouble. How much you want to bet if we try it, we get in trouble?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see about that. But supportsecondamendment.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy. All you need to do is head over to supportsecondamendment.com. Put your name on the petition. First name, last name, email address, and your state. Select your state. Your name will be added to the list. We're going to deliver the signatures to Washington, direct to Washington. Okay, let's go back over to David. Let me start with you. Did you see the story about the sniper shot and killed at the Texas gun range? Have you seen that?
I did, in fact, Mark. And when I was looking, what I really noticed most about it were some of the comments from some of our friends on the left that were calling this man a murderer and reveling in his death. And what that struck me as is that, you know what, we worry sometimes, is the government going to order confiscation or whatever? And this is just more for the military to understand that if you ever get an illegal order that orders you to violate your oath of office, okay, the oath that you take, remember that the people that would order you to do this are the same people who hate you and who, in fact, celebrate when you die.
You know, that's a great point. Of course, we're talking about American sniper author and former Navy SEAL. You don't say former Navy SEAL, always a Navy SEAL, retired Navy SEAL, American sniper author Chris Kyle. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've seen him, and I've seen him on Fox News, he's done a number of shows. I've seen him on network shows. He's been on most of the cable shows, you know, pushing his book, American Sniper. And you know, a friend of his. Go ahead, Sean.
He was a good guy. We had him on a local show that I worked on. He was in the studio talking about his new book, and he was a very stand-up guy, and it's really sad to hear that.
George, your comments?
He was at SHOT Show. A lot of people met him, shook his hand.
Yeah.
I met him, shook his hand, and it's just chilling. It's just chilling that this happened. It's a tragedy. America is we lost one of our great ones.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's all kinds of stories out about this. We're going to have to wait to see what happens. I understand that he and a friend of his, who was also shot and killed by this Iraqi war veteran, I don't want to even give his name. I don't like giving murderers' names out. But you can read about it yourself. Google it up. Catch it on Drudge Report. It's up there near the top story in the center column. But as more information of this comes out, I believe they took him shooting, didn't they?
Yes.
Is that what it was, Sean?
Yeah, I think they were going out. They were actually going to work with some training.
Right.
And just things happen. So,
yeah, it's really something else. Very, very sad story. David, you put it in perspective. You know, the comments that come in on this from the peaceniks. Isn't it great how all the tolerant peaceniks come out, the most vicious, vile hatred that you've ever seen?
Uh-huh. And they were accusing him of murdering people that would be very pleased to take all of these peaceniks and cut their heads off.
Yep.
Okay. Publicly.
Sure, absolutely.
To try to push a political point and
put all the liberal women in burkas.
Well, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. It is really vile. It's really disgusting. It's reprehensible. This guy's an American hero, and I believe was a member of SEAL Team 3. If I'm not, is that who it was? George, do you know? Have to read a little bit more about it.
I don't remember right now.
Yeah, broke too quick. But anyway, you know, we're coming to a close of another Armed American Radio Network episode. And before we do that, David, I want to turn the floor over to you. You've got some, you got breaking stuff for us today, or you got something you want to talk about?
Yeah, more happy news. We've talked about the
Reese family,
the gun dealers in Deming, New Mexico, who have been imprisoned and basically acquitted or had all the major charges dismissed. The judge ordered a new trial for them and ordered them released on bail because the prosecutor was actively involved in suppressing evidence and not telling the jury that the witness that they had, the law enforcement witness, was under investigation for corruption. Mm. The judge is obvious in his order, very fed up with the prosecution. The only wrinkle in this is that they should have been freed by now, except that the people holding them captive didn't have the ankle monitor bracelets. So these poor people have to spend another weekend in jail behind bars. So if you go to davidkodria.com, you can see where you can contribute, because they're still going to need plenty of help with their defense with the new trial coming up.
Well, I got to tell you, I thought you were being sarcastic. You actually did have good news.
Happy, happy news. This family has been through hell, Mark.
Yeah, there's no question about that, and we appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Keep us informed, if you would, of that next week. I'm going to close out the roundtable a little bit early right now with our guests at the table, David Kodria and George, as we get ready to sign off here from Tampa. We'll talk with Joe Weaver a little bit and Sean, and we'll tell you a little bit more about what we have coming up next week. David Kodria, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for bringing your wit and wisdom to the show. We do appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mark.
George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Absolutely.
Heat up those reactors. Stay warm out there in Utah, and we'll talk with you next week. Thanks for joining us again, George, here on the Roundtable.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
You betcha. Joe Weaver, Tampa, Talk 860 WGUL, my friend. Have you had a fun day today?
I can't believe it's already over. I mean, we just got started.
Right,
we just got started here.
Well,
you know, I mean, I really think we need to be making this a regular thing here in Tampa. You know, we're always here. I mean, Tampa's always here. We're always in the same place, but.
Yeah, the bay never moves either.
That's right.
I have my favorite little place I like to go have lunch. Overlook the bay. It's my stomping grounds.
Well,
this ain't my first rodeo round here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we love having you here.
We'll see if we can make that happen. We appreciate it very much. Also, News Talk 930, WLSS listener, Sarasota, Florida. We appreciate you guys as well. I want to thank the caller, Ted in Central Florida. We will get back with you with some information Sean has. Sean, you did take his info down?
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. You know, I got to tell you, Sean, it's always fun. Armed American Radio is fun every week.
Yes, it is.
Next week, it's going to be tremendous fun, because we're going to be reporting back on what we did the day before at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville, Minnesota. We'll be doing a live special broadcast on Saturday for 2 hours during that event. Check armedamericanradio.com Facebook/Armed American Radio for up-to-the-minute information of when that broadcast will be occurring. And come out to Lakeville, Minnesota, Gander Mountain Academy. Meet me, meet Rob Pincus, Michael Martin, and the rest of us, and have a great time. Try before you buy. We'll see you next weekend. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show, isn't it? Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Thanks again to everybody at the Talk AM 860, Talk 860, WGUL Studios, and News Talk 930 WLSS. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We've got your back. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart.
We go, the horse knows the way to carry.
All the fixins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Through the wide and drifted snow, over the river and through the...
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie...
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.